It is Next Gen Farmers Day here on MyFM. Bob Perot with you, and very pleased to be joined now by Shannon Miller of Miller's Bay Farm. That's correct. That's how you say it, right?
That's exactly right.
Now, Miller's Bay Farm is an institution in this area. People know it. First and foremost, you say Miller's Bay, people think strawberries.
Yeah, which is funny because that's probably one of the newest things that we've added to the mix, having only been selling strawberries since about 2008.
And that's... it's really cool that that's sort of the way it's developed, because that is exactly what we're talking about here. We're talking about how farming has changed, how, in your case, how progressive thinking has led to different approaches and things like that. One of them, before we get into your actual facility, is the food bank. And when we were putting this together, I spoke to Ramsey Hart, and we were talking about, you know, who is stepping up in the agri community to help give back and to help think forward by giving food to the food bank in order to help the people in the town of Perth? There were several names that came up. Yours, of course, was one of them. So tell us about how that connection was formed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a really interesting learning process, even for ourselves. Becoming aware of all the programs and offerings that the Table Community Food Center has for the community. And so, because of course, as producers, we have surplus quite often, and we hate to see it go to waste. So that's, you know, the initial point of contact with the food bank and the table. But there's so much more than that. And it's very much a two-way relationship, in that everything that we take to the food bank or to the table is not always a donation on our part. They are very intentional about supporting local farmers and purchasing from us. So it's a very, very beneficial relationship on both sides, I would say.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. And, you know, there's something about community, and the table is definitely known for bringing community together. And it just must be so nice to be a part of that.
It is. It's. I was thinking as I was driving here, actually, that in any occupation, there are days that are just, you know, another day of work, and you do your thing, and you do what you do, and it's fine. But then there's other times and other things that are a part of your work that just make you, like, take a breath and say, oh, this is it. This is why we do this. And our association with the table is definitely one of those this is it things that makes us tick.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the farm and how it has changed over the years. Maybe just give us a brief history if you could.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely been a lot of changes over the years. And it's funny how things evolve. It started out, you know, as a traditional early 1900s farm, just subsistence farming, where you grew what you needed to support yourselves and your livestock, and you lived off the land. And if you had a little extra, you could maybe trade it with your neighbors or what have you. As the years went on, they focused mainly on dairy farming, maple syrup, and a few vegetables on the side. So as you can see, it's changed quite a bit from that. When Robert and I took over in 2000, we still continued with dairy farming. And I quite honestly just figured that's what we would always do. But you have to be prepared to, I don't want to use the P word, but pivot and change with when opportunities present themselves, or when what you're doing is no longer serving yourself or the community. And so we chose in 2006 to stop raising livestock and went heavier into the vegetables. That's when we added the strawberries. And yeah, if you had told us when we started in 2000 that this is what it would look like, we probably wouldn't have believed you.
One of the things that you're certainly known for is the roadside presence as you drive by that farm. Tell me about developing that over the years.
Yeah, and that's another thing that we just sort of look at each other and say, wow, how did we get here? It literally began out of Robert's grandmother's woodshed on the back of her house. People would pop in and pick up some corn or whatever. Then it progressed to a picnic table in front of his parents' house, which has always been next door. And then when we started, we moved it back to the farmhouse and even then, just kind of a little wagon, and then we added a little shed, and it just more parking and what have you. So yeah, that's where we are now. We don't have any immediate plans to make any big changes on that. But as you say, next generation, we do have a next generation who's university age. So who knows what will happen in the next 10 years.
And it's really, really cool too, because you talk about generations coming to the area. I've got, we have a spot over at Bass Lake, and we have friends who are not from the area who come in year after year after year. And one of the highlights of that trip, if they're there for 2 weeks, is going and visiting your farm and going and getting that produce, like getting corn, getting whatever, strawberries, as I've mentioned before, you know, getting these things and bringing them back to the camp. It's part of a tradition.
Yes. And that again, is another one of those things that we just love, is to hear those stories of people who have been coming literally for generations and enjoying what we have to offer. And we are very cognizant of the fact that we would not be where we're at without the support of the community. And in turn, community is one of our foundational pillars of the farm. The vegetables are just a means to an end. Our goal is to have an impact in the community, and the vegetables are what allow us to do that.
That's amazing. It really is. Before I let you go, is there anything that you wanted to mention to our listeners?
A couple things. Just definitely, if you've not visited a farm, put it on your 2024 to-do list, whether that be our farm or another one that's convenient to you. There's nothing like fresh produce. And just the experience of meeting the farmer who's grown your food. You can check out our website, millersbayfarm.com. And just another plug for the table and the amazing programs they have. If you've not visited the table physically, do that. It's for the whole community. And also a great website there. So check out that and just see. You'll probably be surprised at what they've got to offer.
Well, Shannon, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate it. I'm glad we got to meet, because now when I come by, if you're the one who's out there when I'm picking up my corn or whatever, I get to say hi. So
absolutely.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Looking forward to another great season at Miller's Bay Farm.
Great. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.